If you're looking to enhance your leadership and work-life harmony, evolving you professionally and personally, this podcast is for you. Welcome to You Evolving Now with Andre Young. A leader's green thumb. Now, if you know me, you know how much I dislike cutting grass, raking leaves, and anything involving lawn care. However, I do enjoy gardening. There's something about putting your hands in the soil and seeding and planting things that will be healthy for you later. So if you as a leader are in a professional position of leadership, perhaps an entrepreneur or a leader of your own life, you are going to need a green thumb to enhance your leadership, the leadership skills of others, and propelling your vision, your lifestyle, and your organization to where you want it to be. And that's going to come with you seeding great people, picking great people, but also doing the weeding of the bad apples. Now, when I'm talking about bad apples, I don't mean that they're bad people. What I do mean is that they don't align with your vision, your expectations, your standards, and your rules. And they may be a bad apple for your organization. And the point is to either get them in line with the vision, the expectations, standards, and rules, or free them, letting their superpowers be powerful somewhere else so they could be a good apple and a great fit for someone else. But how do we do that? The first thing as a leader that you must do, that we must do, is to start selecting great people. Too many times in organizations, we pick based off of skill. We even put in Indeed or wherever you're looking for people and great people, we only put skill sets. Put what you're looking for from a personality standpoint. What characteristics are you looking for? I call them the inspired and motivated. When I used to hire, I wasn't hiring based on knowledge and skill set. I'm based on how they are as people. The inspired and motivated have these big vacuum eyes, and you can see them soaking in information. You can see the desire and the drive on their face and what they're willing to do, not only for themselves, but for your vision, your organization, moving it forward. Bring in great people like that. And there's some great questions to ask. What vision do you have for yourself professionally? Very important for you to know that answer, allowing you to create an environment that creates loyalty for them. Loyalty doesn't mean that they're going to stay with you for 30 or 40 years. Loyalty means they'll give you everything they got while it makes sense for you and the organization, and you spoke their language and created opportunities that fit their dream. What's their vision for their lives personally? It's amazing the environment you can create when you know that answer, when they know that answer. What was the time that they took a big butt kicking from a boss? Do they understand why that boss was upset, and how did they respond? Another great question to ask is if coworker one has an issue with coworker two, and then they come to that person and they're telling you about it, how would you respond? How have you responded? These are character building questions, and you're going to find out a lot from their answer. If they give you a great answer, fantastic, go with it. If they give you an answer that you question, share with them your vision, your expectations, standards, and rules. Perhaps if you hire them, they're going to implement that. If you don't, bring them into your vision. Now they have a great answer to be of impact and of value somewhere else. That's leadership. Now, as a leader, perhaps you've inherited a team. Maybe your team has evolved over time and you don't have the privilege of starting from scratch. When you have these apples, these bad apples, so to speak, what do we do? Instead of pulling our hair out and just going with what is, it makes sense for you to be clear on what your vision is. What are the expectations for the organization and for your people, for your team? What are the standards set and what are the rules? Now remember, a vision without expectations is just hope. And expectations without consequences are merely suggestions. If you have kids and you suggest that they do their chores, do you think it's going to get done? Once you're clear on what your power 3 or 4 is, be sure that your people are aware. And now they have an opportunity. The ball is in their court of either to be on board and propel forward or move on to somewhere else where they could be rock stars. As a leader, you must be willing to follow through. Without that, without following through, without having the tough conversations with the quote-unquote bad apples, without you exhibiting your green thumb, you will burn out. You're inspired and motivated because they're watching. And eventually, if others don't have to do it, the worst thing that you can do is have your inspired and motivated become one of them. I hope this resonated with you, enhancing your leadership, your work-life harmony, and your people's. And if you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com. Guys, thank you so much and enjoy your evolution. Guys, if you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com. It's Y-O-U, evolvingnow.com. And thank you for letting me be a value and impact in your professional and personal lives. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time and enjoy your evolution. I hope this episode resonated with you, allowing you to make a great impact with your leadership and work-life harmony in your work, in your relationships, and in your life. If you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com.